KBOK is celebrating Arizona's centennial all month with voices of Arizona's arts, past and present. Hearing the Century on KBOK.
Territorial Brass was formed in 1987 to recapture and replicate the music performed during the late 1800s and early 1900s in Arizona, the golden age of town bands in our country. Founding member and euphonium player Don Larry has spent decades researching the music and history of Arizona's early brass ensembles. Don's research reveals the role these bands played in Arizona at the time of statehood.
You try to imagine what life was like back at that time. These were townsfolk that had an everyday life, humdrum life, much like what we have today. And instead of going home to watch television, they went out to the park and got entertainment. The brass band movement entered Arizona first in Prescott in 1865. It then spread throughout the territory to all other towns, cities, and mining camps.
Brass band instrumentation wasn't always consistent in the rough and remote mining camps.
And what was interesting about the mining camps is that they really had to do with what instruments they had available, whatever the miners brought with them when they came from back east. For example, at the Silver King mine, they had a band that was comprised of a cornet, an alto horn, a helicon tuba, a piccolo, clarinet, and flute, and a banjo, a guitar, and two fiddles. One of the fiddle players was a fellow named Dennis Murphy, who was from Ireland. I imagine they may have played some jigs to keep him happy.
It wasn't only jigs. The Silver King Band, like other bands of the day, also filled their set list with a mix of the popular tunes and dances of the time. The rosters of those bands were filled with the names of men from throughout Europe who were drawn to Arizona by the promise of the mining boom.
There were a lot of immigrant miners in Bisbee that came from Cornwall, Wales, Germany, and Ireland.
The wave of immigrants wasn't only from Northern Europe. Large numbers also came from Southern and Eastern Europe and Mexico.
Now, in Morenci, they had miners who were mostly quarrymen from Italy. So they had an Italian band. It was known as Società Fratellanza Italiana. In nearby Clifton, they had the Mexican band, Banda Victoria.
Bands were founded by townspeople and miners, though some were sponsored by institutions and industry.
Bands in Bisbee were company-owned. There was the Copper Queen Band. In Jerome, there was a company band, the Miller Mercantile Company, but later on became United Verde. And United Verde was one of the mining companies there, and they actually performed around the state.
Many of the bands provided entertainment year-round, but others were more like pickup groups, organized for the needs of the community.
Most of the photographs that I've seen of these bands were taken on the 4th of July. For some bands, such as the one in Jerome, that was really what they were organized for. Then after a while, it would disband and then reorganize for the big event the following year.
Arizona's mining towns faded by the mid-20th century, as did the golden age of America's brass bands, forgotten and overlooked by the radio, phonograph, and film industries, and by America's changing musical tastes. I'm Liz Warren with the South Mountain Community College Storytelling Institute. Hearing the Century is an Arizona Centennial project, funded in part by the Arizona Humanities Council. If you'd like to see photos of Arizona's early mining town bands and hear snippets of their music, played by Arizona's own territorial brass, visit kbaq.org.